question is Shabbos candles. Is it Shabbos oil? Is it Shabbos candles? You know, some now they have like multicolored like oils. You ever see those? The different colors. You could like red, white, and blue if you're patriotic. I don't know. Whatever it is. But you could have different color oils. So what's the best way to do Shabbos candles? So this sugya is not so easy to figure out because the some types of the oils that they're referring to, it's hard to figure out how that applies, you know, in modern times today. But let's see. We'll see if we can figure it out. So Shulchan, it's really Gemara that says if someone is rogil b'neiro Shabbos, he's accustomed to have neiro Shabbos, he's gonna have banim tamine chachamim. So they learn, the Mefarshim learn, what does rogil mean? Someone who's accustomed. That means he has a ner yofeh, a very pretty ner. That just begs the question, what's considered a ner yofeh? That's what we're trying to figure out. But obviously, there's a big school to have whatever is considered ner yofeh. Fine. So if you look at Shulchan Aruch, you have to look on the same page, three different halachas, try to figure it out. So it's kind of like, you know, one of those books where they tell you to look here, then look there, look there. So if you follow the pattern, you could try to understand. So it's a one-liner in each place. Shulchan Aruch says, in Reish Samach Daled Gimel, says, Ein Marwikin Nero Shabbos, Ela Mishemen Animshach Achra Psila. You need to make sure that the Shemen and the Psila are able to work together to make a very good light, because you don't want it to be that you're tilting the oil on Shabbos. That would be obviously a problem of Malacha on Shabbos, and therefore you are not, the best is to have a very good Ner with a Shemen, with the Psila, that they work well, and that's the best way to do it. Lafikach says, Shulchan Aruch, don't light with zephes, v'lo b'shava. What's shava?
Wax.
Wax. Is that like a wax candles? I don't know. V'lo b'shemen ha'asim in tzemer gefen, and he lists a couple of other things. Fine. If you look at the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah says, okay, he says, this is talking about a ner. So what does it mean, wax? It's when you put the wick in the actual wax, and that's not going to light well. But av'lo b'neros shalanu, Kain Shalanu, he says, Mavur b'siv zayin d'shari. So you have to turn to Siv Zayin, okay, you turn a page, and you look at Siv Zayin. So now here it says, Karach b'zefes, Oshava, what shava? Wax. Okay, we just said wax is no good. Here Shulchan Aruch says, B'shava, Ochelev soviv ha'psila, marwikin b'hem. You are able to be marwik with it. So first we said, a different wax where you need to like put the wick in the wax, that's no good. Here you have wax, sounds like a wax candle already, where the candle's already made, the wick's already in the wax. That's fine. Okay, so it's preferable, fine, I don't know. One more halacha in Shulchan Aruch. You need to turn back to the previous page again. And here it says, Sha'ar kol ha-shmanim, chutz mi'elu marwikin mem. Any type of shemen, except for some of these bad ones that he listed earlier, which, okay, not relevant to us. But all the other shemen, all other shmanim, are fine. Umi kol makom, says Shulchan Aruch. However, shemen zayis mitzvah min ha-mufchar. So now it sounds like Hanukkah again. Here you have shemen zayis. So if you were listing the hierarchy of the best to the worst, what would you list? Sounds like shemen zayis is the best. Then maybe there's other oils. There's also wax. Unclear from the Shulchan Aruch exactly which one has priority, which one doesn't. So the Mishnah Berurah on this halacha says, why is olive oil the best? Because the wick works well with the oil and it lights a very good light. However, he says, v'im ein shemen zayis matzoi, if you don't have any olive oil, mitzvah b'shar shmanim sh'orin sol, use any other oil which makes a nice light, v'im kodlim l'ner shava. So any type of oil beats out wax. That's what it says here. However, he says, ner shaiva, wax beats out ner shalchelev. I guess fatty oil. I don't know. I guess ner shalchelev, fat wick. I'm not sure. Ner shalchelev. To ori yuff of itself. Because I guess wax is better than that. Here we go. But then Mishnah Berurah says, you know what? This whole chabur, I'm wasting all your time. He says, v'nirui, it appears to me, says the Mishnah Berurah, to chozal fi inyan aner. It all depends on how good of a light you have. Meaning, as long as you can figure out a way to get the best candle, he says, it doesn't make so much of a difference. The Bener Shalanu Shakorin Strin, I don't know what that is, Samach Tes Reish Nun. Tried to Google it. I couldn't figure out what strin is. And on the bottom here it says, it's a Ner Mechomer Be'era Zach, which is like a burnt charcoal, I'm not sure. But if you have this type of Ner, which is clearly not Shemin Zayas. It's clearly not regular wax. Mr. Burr says, yeah, it's fine to use that as well. Why? It even lights better than wax. He says, and you're never going to tilt it to make it on, you're never going to tilt it to get a better light on Shabbos, so that's the best. It sounds like from if you put all these Mishnah Berurahs together, it doesn't really make a difference what you use as long as you have the best light possible. So it seemed to be from understanding these Mishnah Berurahs, you don't have to run after Shemen Zayas if you have a better candle. You know, everyone's always into their candles, right? You have this type and people swear by the type that they have. And when your friend comes over, it's a good like fodder for discussion. Yeah, my type is cheaper. Fine. So you have the best type of candle. We have the type that, you know, starts off solid, then turns liquid. Okay, that's the type that we like. But if that's the case, so whatever type you like better, sounds like it's fine as long as it has a good type of light. So is that true or not? So if you look at the Ber Heitev, the Ber Heitev alludes to something. He says one line, he says, based on the Sefer Chassidim, you should use Shemen Dafka. Why? Sheherech Yomim Bishvilze. Because you'll have Arichas Yomim. And he quotes the Sefer Chassidim, well, he's a crazy mice of a guy who lived long because he always used Shemen. Okay, so now we have, in the Kabbalistic realm, check one for Shemen. Check two for Shemen is the Chida. In Machzik Bracha, he says, I don't get it. The Gemara says, Ner Haragil. What does Ner Haragil mean? He says it refers to Shemen Zayas. And therefore, the Gemara says, you can have Banim Tamini Chachamim. You want to have a Banim Tamini Chachamim? How dare you not use Shemen Zayas? So that's check two for Shemen Zayas. Third is, okay, so we have the Sfardim, the Machzik Bracha, we have the Kabbalistic, we also have the Vilna Gaon. You don't get better than the Vilna Gaon. Apparently the Vilna Gaon used Shemen Zayas, and then there's all mice in Mice Rav. It's unclear. Apparently it got dangerous. I don't know, he maybe burned down the house or something, and he didn't use so much of this oil. He used to light a lot of candles all over the house, a lot of the Shemen Zayas. Then it sounds like it was dangerous or something, so then he stopped. But the idea is, according to the Vilna Gaon, Shemen Zayas would be the best. So it sounds like it's just like Chanukah. Shabbos and Chanukah are the same thing. You should use Shemen Zayas. However, on the flip side, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Dibros Moshe disagrees. He says, no, the Mishnah Berurah even alludes to it. He says, V'ulai, he says the language of V'ulai, af mikol ha-shmonim. He says, maybe you could use this strin, whatever this is. It's even better than all oils. Why? I thought Shemen Zayas is the best. No, the Mishnah Berurah says, Rav Moshe is telling you, no. Anything which lights well, anything which is a good light, that's fine. You don't even have to worry about Shemen Zayas. The Archos Rabbeinu, the stipler, as well, used regular Shabbos candles, it sounds like. Not a problem about using. He said he wasn't concerned about using olive oil. You don't have to follow that chumrah. Similarly, the Oz Nidbru says any ner which lights well, you're fine. Migdanos Elio as well, any ner which is a good light is fine. Yeah. Oh, so then Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky discussed that issue. The longer the ner burns, does that make it more ner haragil, a ner yofet? So he wants to say, suggests that it is. He says, lighting on time, don't tell this to your wives. Lighting on the proper time, you know, 18 minutes, he says, that's not really considered ner yofet. It's a good idea for other reasons. He says, but you don't get a special mitzvah to light on time. So if your wife's 2 minutes late, you know, don't tell her it's halacha because it's going to encourage them to be late. But the point is that there is no, the ner yofet counts for how long it lights does count as ner yofet. What time you light would not count as ner yofet. The kovetz,
regardless of if you also have election.
I'm gonna get to that in 1 second. Okay, the kovetz halach is one more point before I get to that. The kovetz halach is Shmuel Kamenetsky. He says, really look. He says kipshuto. He says nowadays adif lahadlik b'neiro sha'ava, which I think he means wax candles, right? Sha'oran tzol tvei. He says they have a better light than the oil candles. That's what he writes. However, then he writes, Achein, but, not always the ominous but over here, Aval, he says, you know, Achein, Yei Shlomer, he says, there's a Maila al Pisod, Lahadwik B'Shemen Zayis, and what's this? Titzaveh, I taught Titzaveh, why does it say Titzaveh? What's the tough there for? So it's referring, the Medrash says, it's referring to Shabbos candles. And Shabbos candles, it says over there, it's in the Parsha, V'Yikhu Elecha Shemen Zayis Zach. So if you, even though Parsha Tetzaveh is not talking about Shabbos candles at all, it's talking about the, you know, the Mishkan, yet since it says Tetzaveh, the Tav refers to the women lighting Shabbos candles, so therefore he says, you see from there, Shemen Zayizach, you should also use olive oil for Nera Shabbos. So that's what he says, Al Pisod, maybe it is the best to use olive oil. I've never seen anyone here use olive oil for their Shabbos candles. Oh, so interesting. So that's it's like the machzik bracha, the chidah, the svarim. They follow that. So if that's the reason, so you have another basis al pisod. It's a medrash. So that's a pro olive oil. It comes out halacha l'maaseh. It seems to be a split. Some say olive oil. Some say wax is fine as well. Final point. What about, remember we said last week, there's two reasons why you're lighting Shabbos candles. One is for the one mitzvah on your table, that have ner ishu beso, and the other one is to make sure you don't walk into the wall and crack your neck in your bedroom. So we take care of the bedroom light. Why? Having a little nightlight on, right? So does that little nightlight or the other lights in the house also have to be the best possible light? You know, don't be cheap. Instead of keeping a nightlight on in your room, maybe you should have to keep a huge light on. Everyone should have to buy Shabbos lamps, you know, the fancy, expensive Shabbos lamps for every single bedroom to give a big light. Because maybe if the idea is you should have the clearest light, that applies to that other din as well. Not only the light that you have on your table, but throughout your house. Says the Shmir Shabbos Chasa, no. It's only the ner that you need, ner ishu beso. The other lights that you have around your house that electricity is going to take care of, you don't need to have the sharpest electricity. If one of your lights burn out, you don't have to run to change the bulb before Shabbos, because as long as it's a little bit light, that's sufficient. You won't crack your neck. You don't have to have the lightest light. The lightest and the best light is only for the one on your table. So I guess you don't have to be crazy, but probably the whole night you shouldn't just have it light for an hour. You know, that's why maybe the 4 hour ones are better than 3 hours. So it's whatever. If it's dangerous, again, you're gonna go to sleep. That also gets into issues. You don't want to have a sakana. So if people are gonna go to sleep and leave the lights, you know, candles still burning, that's a separate issue.